Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I am sorry, did not have time to do my hair this morning. Okay, so, as many of you know, I don't like rules. I don't like laws. The more laws we have, the more trouble I think we get ourselves into. Mind you, there needs to be some regulation. We need to protect the environment. We need to protect each other. We need to protect our kids. We can't be used disgusting gloves from another country trying to sell them as new. So I get that we have the FDA. I get that we have the CDC. And currently the bandwagon is to save our planet and climate change. Climate change has been an issue for decades. It's starting to come to a head because as we're passing trillions and trillions of dollars and new budgets and things like that, might as well put things in there to help the climate. My problem with this is the more rules we go and the more you allow certain restrictions to be impinged or certain liberties to be impinged upon, what's going to be the next step? And so, you know, I live in the desert and we have the Grand Canyon. And the Grand Canyon did not happen after the Industrial Revolution. Right? The Grand Canyon has been there around for a long, long time. So the climate in my area has been changing. The climate will continue to change. That is, I think, a given. Climate changes. I think we could all agree on that. The other thing, though, that's happening is our population is booming. We have 7.9 billion people on this planet. I think it's projected in the next 10 years to be over 8 billion. In the next 20 years, 9 billion. Actually, no. 9 billion by 2037, 10 billion by 2057. So the elephant in the room is the climate change issues, if people feel it's based on you and I, is very population dependent. We have a lot of people on our planet, and we are going to continue to. Now, there was a study that came out saying Americans are divided over what the role oil companies have. Many people are divided on what roles different industries have. I mean, look at what we did with COVID. Everybody's running around with masks and paper and spraying aerosols. And I mean, all the climate change progress we made prior to COVID got thrown out the door. You're idling in a car at a drive-thru now for 45 minutes because there's a labor shortage and you don't want to go in. We have people idling for pickup because they weren't allowed to go into a business, so they're in their car. So I think COVID might have reversed some of the progress we made on the climate. But my concern with all these sorts of, you know, rules and we're going to cut emissions and we're going to do this and we're going to do this. The elephant in the room is the more of us we have, the more of an issue we have in terms of emissions or carbon footprints or whatever you guys think is causing climate change. Just like the drought. We have a drought. We have issues in terms of having enough water for the Southwest United States. But people keep moving to the Southwest United States, Nevada. We keep building homes. We keep inviting people. There's commercials telling us to limit our water, to, you know, cut back on when we water our plants, and we don't really have many plants because we have desert landscaping. And there's all these restrictions that are going to be implemented in the coming years because of water restrictions. But when more people come in, it completely negates it, almost reverses the progress you make. Now, nobody wants to say you can't move here. Nobody wants to say you can't move in and out. Nobody wants to say you need to have less babies. But if we're already making these rules, like your car is going to be obsolete, you know, these restaurants and these industries, they all have to do now climate change type positive effects on the environment, then is there going to be a moment when we are asked, have less babies? Have less babies. And if people aren't having less babies, what's going to be recommended? Abortions? Now, somebody can say, oh, Dr. Dahlia, that's not going to happen. Who would do that? Didn't we just see that with China? Population control is coming next. Now, I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I'm not saying that's what COVID was or anything like that. I really don't think anybody purposely wanted to kill a whole bunch of people across the globe. I don't believe that. I don't want to believe it. I hope that never ends up being revealed as the case. I think somebody screwed up like they usually do in a lab, and this is the third time it's happened in China. So there was some leak, some very poor protocol, like we saw on the Russ Alec Baldwin movie set. Somebody wasn't doing their job, and here we have this mass pandemic. But be very, very careful with how we allow in our country our politicians to move forward with things, because if they come to admit that our climate is changing because of our growing population, and the bandwagon is we have to save the planet, we have to save the planet, we have to save the planet at all costs, we all have to sacrifice, it's just one or two typed sentences away from there being recommendations on population control. You know, we're going to be talking about how Medicare and Medicaid may get cut, and, you know, a lot of Social Security, and how because they mismanaged their money this whole time, those people that put money into the system may not have enough for their Social Security and Medicare later. Well, then, so how are the priorities going to be distributed in terms of our older population and our younger population? Now, I mean, I'm not going to quote anybody in particular, but I've heard people say the reason why they are supporting the abortion laws is it because it keeps the population in check. That's not where I want America to go. I don't want us having quote unquote population controls. And I just think that's going to be coming soon. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, don't go away.
This report is brought to you by Cigna. Medicare's annual election period, or AEP, begins October 15th. It allows most people who qualify for Medicare to choose or change their plans. And for those age 65 and older who worry about exposure to COVID-19, there are ways to shop for the best plan without leaving their homes. Gary Culp is a Medicare Advantage expert and chief growth officer at Cigna.
Every fall, Medicare beneficiaries can shop for health benefits that fit their needs for the next year. This is the one time each year when most people who qualify for Medicare can choose or change their plans. They may be able to lower costs, expand their coverage, or both. As the global pandemic continues, it is critical to have comprehensive coverage to stay as healthy as possible all year. There are ways to shop during the annual election period, or AEP, without leaving home. Go online to Medicare.gov or call individual plans to learn more. Several types of coverage are available, so make sure to understand your options and ask plenty of questions.
For more information, visit Cigna.com/Medicare.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality made travel pillows, or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come at a wide variety of uses, apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our Healthy Body Weight Loss System simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to our producer, Jason. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. Okay, so Thanksgiving is coming around the corner. And I know we got Halloween first. I'd like to get through Halloween. We will talk about Halloween because I love Halloween. Here's the problem, guys. On Halloween, the Cowboys are playing the Vikings. So I watch the Vikings. I love the Cowboys. This is a big game. And it's on Halloween night. So maybe what I'll probably do is I usually go to a party or I go somewhere. Maybe what I'll do is I'll, like, sit out on my driveway, bring out a TV set. I don't have like a 1980s TV set. I better forget one. And then maybe I'll watch the game. The problem is if the kids interrupt me when it's a good drive, and I'm going to be like, everybody leave the hell alone. I might just leave the candy out there. I don't know. But the Cowboys play Sunday night. So Anyway, we'll figure that out. So people are concerned that this is going to be the most expensive Thanksgiving dinner ever. People wonder what's going to happen with Black Friday. The boats, I showed you pictures of the boats in L.A. Harbor. That was just a touch of them. We have some major supply chain issues, which we've all seen. We're seeing prices go up. It's a mess. So I do have some suggestions, but right now they're saying that the cost of your Thanksgiving dinner is going to go up by 27%. Well, that's easy. Just invite less people. That, you know, for those of you that don't want the in-laws over, just say, sorry, guys, supply chain issues. You know, we only have a half a turkey coming in. We aren't going to have a full turkey. So that half a turkey is not going to feed everybody. So they'll be like, how did you only get half a turkey? My store sells half turkeys. But yeah, this is your opportunity to get out of the in-laws if you need to. So, they say if you want to have seedless grapes for your Thanksgiving dessert, it's going to be 20% more because grapes have gone up. Yeah, I bought a bag of apples. The apples were $6. And there were only, I think, like 6 apples in there. A buck an apple? I know an apple a day keeps the doctor away. I think it's cheaper now to see the doctor than to buy your apples. So the price of a 15-pound turkey frozen will cost $21.50 this year, up from $16.95 last year. A 3-pound bag of potatoes, according to Daily Mail, cost $1.12 last week. That's up from 99 cents. No. When I find potatoes, they're like $5. I don't know where they're getting these prices. They said your bread, your beverages, your carrots. Oh, yeah, some of you guys make a green bean casserole. I still don't know how to make a green bean casserole. I don't know what those brown things are on the casserole. They're yummy. So I skim off the brown, crunchy things. I don't know what those are. Are they breadcrumbs? I don't know. There's something on a green bean casserole that allows me to skip the green beans. You pretend to eat a green bean. You know, I don't know if you guys have ever been to a Thanksgiving dinner where you don't like the food. So there's ways to, like, pretend. So you take the fork, and you want people to see you eating, but you're not eating. You're giving it to the dog that's, like, running around asking for eats. I always attract the animals, either because I smell of animals, because I have so many animals, or because I give them treats. So you hold the green beans. So, like, if you want to accent, right, somebody came, they brought the green bean casserole, and you hate the green bean casserole, and everybody knows you hate the green bean casserole. Take your fork into the green bean, and whenever you talk, you go, oh, guys, I got a great story. And you tell your story with the green bean, right? And you're like, and you just talk about the story, you make everybody laugh, and then you look like, oh, wait, and you look like you're about to eat the green bean, and then you stop, and you're just holding the green bean the whole night. Then you're like, oh my gosh, I'm full. And then you put it down and people think that you ate the green bean casserole and you never did. All you did was hold up the fork with the green bean. So that's what I'm going to do. Cause I don't like green bean casserole. Well, actually, I don't think we're doing Thanksgiving. I'm having surgery the day before and I'm actually probably going to be in the hospital the day of Thanksgiving. Again, Cowboys game. Trust me, I'm going to want to get home to see the Cowboys. But, yeah, so we're not having Thanksgiving dinner this year. So we'll save money. By the way, I did buy a turkey. I bought a turkey early. Early in the summer, I bought a turkey. Not so much for Thanksgiving, but I thought we'd cook a turkey. And somebody left the freezer open. So the turkey defrosted. Then somebody closed the door. So my husband thinks we have a nice, fresh turkey. No, we got to throw that turkey out. And we still haven't done it. So we have a turkey that I'm really anxious about that somebody's going to try to cook. We can't. It's been defrosted. I don't know what the heck happened. Then it got refrozen. So we have to throw that sucker out. So that stinks. So anyway, they're saying food prices are up. So it's going to be a more costly Thanksgiving. I honestly could eat a grilled cheese sandwich for Thanksgiving. If I don't get any of the dark meat, then that's a problem. I really like dark meat. I cannot eat white meat turkey. White meat turkey, even if you make me a turkey salad sandwich, white meat turkey is so dry. It's, you know, and somebody always steals the dark meat. So they pass the tray and you have the big white pieces of dry turkey that Thanksgiving's not my favorite holiday. I'm sorry. All right. But what everybody wants to know is what do we do for Black Friday? So apparently many retailers are saying, sorry, no Black Friday deals. Nike, Coach, Ralph Lauren, I don't really go there. I'm more of a Target, Walmart kind of girl. But they're not going to be able to do Black Friday deals because many of these stores don't have enough supply. And so for those of you that are waiting to go shopping for Christmas, you wait for Black Friday specials. And I told you guys, I don't. I buy all my Christmas, Hanukkah, holiday presents before Black Friday. And the reason why is because, remember I told you guys I wanted to buy my son a Spider-Man bike when he was, I think, six or something. And so I go to the store. Don't want to mention the store. I've mentioned them before. But I go to the store, and I see the bike, and it has to be taken down. So I ask the gentleman if he could take it down for me. And he says, why? He probably didn't want to do it. I go, because I want to buy the bike. He goes, it's going to be cheaper after Black Friday. And I go, yeah, but I just feel like it's not going to be here because it was the Wednesday before Black Friday. He goes, trust me, come back at 6 a.m. on Friday. It's going to be $20 cheaper. So I don't buy the bike. I come back at Friday at 6 a.m. Not only is that bike I wanted for my kid gone, but all the other bikes are $20 more. So to me, and I'm not sure if the store still does this, the shenanigans, but to me, I think some of your cheapest deals are before Thanksgiving. And so I was in a big, huge, big box store yesterday, not Target or Walmart, and it was empty. There was nobody in the parking lot. There was nobody in the store except a few workers. And all you see are sale, 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 sale. So my suggestion to you all, if you're concerned about what to get, you know, for Christmas and, you know, because most of us go online. I go online. I have not Christmas shopped in person because I don't like the crowds and I always pick the wrong shopping line and I always pick the wrong line. Then I see the other line go faster and then I get all mad. I just don't handle that well. One thing to really get my goat is being in the wrong, you know, checkout line. I just don't handle that well. So I usually buy online. And I don't want to say this to pull any business away from Amazon. I'm very grateful to Amazon. But honestly, if you guys want deals, go shopping now at these big stores that have too much inventory they can't sell. And if you see that, you know, like Sears is already, there's a big Sears store that's out of business by my neck of the woods. But the Sears store, that before another one closes, unless they've already closed, that's where you go. Go to these places. Go to like JCPenney. Go to maybe the toy stores. Go to, because if they have things on their shelves that nobody's buying, they're going to be marked down. And we don't have a lot of people going into stores. Now, they might be hoping that Black Friday they'll be able to get, you know, some specials. But on the flip side, if you're a store that's dying and you have been losing money throughout the pandemic and you've lived in an area where your governor shut you down and you don't have staff coming back to work and you think you're about to go under and Black Friday is coming, your last hurrah to make any money, do you really think a lot of these companies are going to cut their prices? Now, they might want to get you in the door and have some doorbusters, but the majority of the things are probably going to go up in price. And I don't blame them. They have every right to because everybody's screwed right now. I mean, there's no money coming and people are about to go under. Again, we're going to be seeing the worst recession ever. This is a big cluster. So if I were you, and you're thinking about Christmas shopping, and you see a big, huge store, or you see a mall that's empty, just wander in there, take a look, and see if you see things on sale. And if you see things on sale, you might want to consider buying stuff now. Just a thought. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
Are Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Unnamed U.S. officials believe Iran was behind a drone attack last week at a military outpost in southern Syria where American troops are based. Officials said Monday Iran provided resources and encouraged the attack, but that the drones were not launched from Iran. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby declined to provide details during a news conference on Monday. Houses of worship across a variety of faiths, including Jewish synagogues and Buddhist temples and Catholic churches, are experiencing high amounts of vandalism, arson, and other property damage in 2021. The U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops said last week that it has now recorded 100 acts of hate against Catholic sites in the United States since May of 2020. Baseball legend Ken Griffey Jr. is getting back in the game. Griffey has purchased shares in the Seattle Mariners franchise. By doing so, he became a part owner of the franchise and joined the Mariners partnership group. USA Radio News. As thousands of migrants crashed through a police barricade in Mexico Saturday, their goal is to illegally enter the United States. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau reports.
A caravan of nearly 3,000 migrants is marching north in Mexico and heading for the United States. Most of the group is from Central and South America, and they broke a barricade that was set by Mexican police last weekend. This has Texas gearing up for another wave of migrants at their section of the border. Texas Governor Greg Abbott tells Fox News he's upset with President Biden's absence.
We've seen presidents time after time go to locations of crises and disasters. This happens to be a crisis and a disaster created by Joe Biden himself. You would think he'd want to go down and see the consequences of his disaster. Go see what he caused.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Alex asks, if I heard what Gutfeld said about green and left-wing people running the armory on movie sets. Okay. All right. Thank you, Alex. This isn't Alec Baldwin. This was Alex. Yes. You know what? That's interesting. Okay. This is, first of all, the tragedy. Such a tragedy of what happened on the set of Rust, where Alec Baldwin, thought the gun that he was practicing with was not loaded. You always check the gun. You always check the gun. But he was told cold gun. Handed a cold gun, practicing his cross draw, aimed it toward the camera during rehearsal, ends up then shooting the cinematographer Helena Hutchins and director Joel Sousa. Apparently, director heard something that sounded like a whip and then a loud pop. That's according to a search warrant. But witnesses said that gun was discharged. Alec Baldwin was told cold gun. And what has happened is there has been pictures released of Hannah Gutierrez Reed, the 24-year-old daughter of an expert armorer. I didn't know they were called armorers. That's interesting. I mean, I'm, you know, in the business, I thought it would be someone in charge of the, you know, weaponry, but I guess you wouldn't call them weaponer, armorer. She, I guess, has been described as being, quote, inexperienced and green. Not green in terms of climate change, but people assume she's liberal, I guess. And there's one of you had written about, we didn't really talk about this on air, but we could, how does somebody's hair color attribute to their political leanings? You know, where people will add blue or pink to their hair. I love the color blue and pink and all that, but I didn't know that if you add that color to the hair, there's supposed to be some connection with your political ideology. So I don't know. So I'm not here to judge people by their hair color. You know, I bleach my hair so and do shadow roots. I am a big fan of coloring our hair. But I guess some people will use their hair to identify maybe with a certain political ideology. I don't know. Hannah Gutierrez Reed's hair is blue and yellow. Actually, purple and yellow. And so it could be it's actually a very interesting dye job where the bangs are yellow and they come out of a corner and they're purple. Purple and yellow, is that the Phoenix Suns? Maybe she's a Sun. No. Anyway, so, or the Lakers, I'm sorry. I don't know. So maybe Lakers, who knows? So I don't really go with that. But that is an interesting point that Alex brings up. Is Hollywood so liberal that they won't have the average, you know, shall we say, person who's very comfortable with guns, you know, knows how to shoot, appreciates them, NRA member on the set? I don't know. Are armorers a part of the National Rifle Association? Or is the National Rifle Association so politically stereotyped that people who work with guns don't belong to the gun associations? Guns have really gotten politicized, and it's a problem because, you know, our Constitution protects our right to bear arms. We should have a right to protect our family. Well, somebody came into my house in the middle of the night, 2-3 in the morning. I pulled out a shotgun, cocked it, told him to get the blank out because my husband was asleep, dog was asleep, and I stood in front of my kids' rooms, and he got out. I'm very grateful I have that constitutional protection that I could have a gun and I could threaten somebody with it who threatens my family. Get the hell out of my house, I'll shoot you. I think we have a right to do that because we need to be able to protect ourselves. My grandfather was working in a store, ex-police officer my grandfather was, and this was back in the 60s, and somebody came up to him, pointed a gun to his head, and robbed him. Now, that was at a time where you would live. People would rob you and then leave. Nowadays, it would have been shot in the head. But at the time, he wasn't allowed to carry, I think, because I think he was in California and the gun laws. And so, and I'm sure because he was a police officer, he would have loved to have been able to disarm him or do what he needed to. But the guy left before he had to, and he was already an older man. So he was already a senior citizen at the time. Didn't think he could take down the 18-year-old or 20-year-old that was trying to rob him. So, you know, it is interesting that these movies have guns, they have shootings, the movies sensationalize these weapons. But does Hollywood actually have people who are very well, I guess, who have that appreciation and love of these weapons? Now, I'm not sure about her father's very decorated career, but my guess is her father, you know, who was a long time, and I think he continues to be a long time armorer, and I apologize, I don't have his name. You know, he obviously, you know, appreciates weapons and knows them. So I'm not exactly sure what's been going on and why we have such of a disconnect. But when you have somebody die on set because of something so stupid, I mean, it shows that there's a lot of inexperience with weapons. And where the liberal side of things is pushing is, okay, get guns out of everybody's hand because people don't know what the hell they're doing. And Alec Baldwin is a testament to that. He's somebody who should know about guns. He should know about gun safety. You always check the weapon. You never trust somebody else's half-assed work. But obviously he didn't. And, you know, many of us might have done the same thing, going, all right, cold gun. But, you know, I'm a physician. And when I did surgery, if I asked for an Allis clamp, or I asked for a Bovie, or I asked for something, you still checked it yourself. And the reason why you would do that, I didn't want to insult a nurse or, you know, the circulating nurse or the scrub tech, but because I was trained with surgeons who would say, that's not what this is. That's not what I asked for. Now, sometimes a surgeon would be wrong and have misspoke. Usually these scrub techs know what they're doing. But I've seen scrub techs make mistakes. So if somebody hands you a tool, you still look at it before you try to, I don't know, before you put it, you know, use it to, you know, I don't know, tie off a vessel or use it to remove an organ. You always check. You always, you know, for example, like sometimes you'll be doing some internal stitches. If that needle isn't on there right, you will drop a needle into the body. So you need to ensure when you get that weapon, or when you get that surgical tool, that it's going to do what you need to do. Even if it was prepped by somebody before. This is just a lot of common sense. And I feel I understand Alec Baldwin must be completely crushed. I feel bad for the family of Helena Hutchins. I mean, this is a cluster and a half. But it's, you know, I don't understand why something like this would happen in 2021 when we're all very aware of what guns could do, and we're all very aware of labor shortages and, you know, people doing things halfway, that what this is going to do is start automating things, or it's going to start, you know, canceling things or changing the way the industries are because people can't trust people. 1-877-DOC-SALLY, don't go away.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not-so-convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here
on,
and...
lady. Get a move on. Goodness. Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa, don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, Mimi. Such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the groom?
Hey, Al, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Dr. Dahlia Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So when local officials, government, wanted to get the vaccine numbers up, they offer financial incentives. College sweepstakes, a joint for a jab, and it was a little bit of a free-for-all. As a physician, I cringed. I don't like the idea that you're going to convince young people to get a vaccine by drawing them in with marijuana when they've never smoked, and then giving them that taste and possibly starting them on a habit that they might not have started. So when you have within your city and appearing to be endorsed by a governor that, well, joints for jabs, marijuana is okay. Look, it's legal, but that's, I mean, alcohol was given away, free beer for a vaccine. The government was fine with it because it was all about getting the numbers. Well, did they work? Apparently, a study says that financial incentives and, quote, negative messages actually decreased vaccination rates among some groups, underscoring fears about a public backlash. This is according to a paper circulated by the National Bureau of Economic Research. They said the pace of COVID-19 vaccinations climbed rapidly when availability increased, but then the pace slowed down sharply. So states and cities offered, like from California, to cities in Chicago, offered gift cards to encourage people to get the vaccine. Employers also offered a range of incentives. Several states had lotteries for people to get vaccinated with prizes of $1 million or more. But they found that it didn't really have a positive impact on vaccination intentions and no real impact on actual vaccination rates. According to authors, they say reaching a goal of very high vaccination rates likely requires much stronger policy levelers, such as employer rules or government mandates. So I want to talk about this, and I want to hear from you guys. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOC-DALLY. If you guys did get a incentive, one, did you get the incentive? I heard that some people didn't get the incentive. And two, did it make a difference? Did you get your COVID vaccine because there was an incentive? So because you could get a beer, because you could get a marijuana joint for free, did that convince you to go and get your COVID vaccine? 1-877-DOCDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALLY. So as a physician, we learned very early on that you don't bribe a person to get something medically done because it looks too, I don't want to say used car salesman, because I appreciate every salesman that sold us a used car. But you don't want to have that. You don't want to take medicine, take something for public health, and diminish it down to a, you know, you'll get this goodie. You'll buy now, you'll be entered into the sweepstakes. It's gimmicky. You never want anything for public health gimmicky, because once you see the gimmicks, you start to think of, I don't know, Hunger Games, or you think of these shows where you see the masses be very, I don't know, obtuse and just follow the prize. We're not rats. You can't dangle a piece of cheese. And so I, as a physician, even though I understood how public officials wanted to increase people's desire to get vaccinated and increase vaccination numbers, once you start dangling a piece of cheese, I didn't think it was going to work. I really didn't think it was going to work. Or let's say an 18-year-old, I think it might have been a 21-year-old, I don't know, calls his mom going, you know what, I think I'm going to get the vaccine. The mommy goes, oh, great, really? What changed your mind? Well, they're going to be giving free joints. If I get a vaccine, I'll get a free marijuana joint. Okay. Oh, hell no. I could see that mom go crazy. No, you go and go to the health department and get your shot. None, and I'm just going with my friends because they're going to get a joint. So did that really work? Did offering marijuana increase people's vaccine numbers? Did offering them beers, did doing a sweepstakes or offering free college draw people in droves? According to this study here from the National Bureau of Economic Research, it hurt. Now, I can see why. I would have thought, well, it didn't have that much of an effect. But why would those incentives hurt? Well, one, the gimmicky aspect of it. But two is the trust. When I was under the impression originally that a good number of people, well, let me take a step back. Originally, I thought only half the country would get the shot because half the country at its best year gets the flu shot. So that's what I was expecting. Then when everybody was freaked out about COVID and everybody wanted and there was a demand for the shot, I thought it was going to be higher. I really did. And then once I saw governors and public officials start to dangle sweepstakes and prizes, and I was getting these news alerts going, names are going to be called on who won the vaccine sweepstakes, then I start to realize, wait a second, there's a lot of people who probably don't want the shot, and that's what these public officials are doing. That's one of the negative repercussions of these sort of campaigns, because people who were not getting the shot, thinking, you know what, I'm the one in a million, they start to realize, wait a second, you know, if these public officials are that desperate, where they are throwing money, money that could have gone to monoclonal antibodies, money that could have gone to N95 respirators, money that could have gone into buying people pulse oxes to have at the house, we're going to give one lucky winner $1 million if he got his COVID vaccine. I think the population starts to look at that going, I guess this isn't as popular as we thought. And there's a chance that it could have spurned more, distrust and lack of enthusiasm for the vaccine. Now, I didn't make this up. This is from the National Bureau of Economic Research. They did not find that these incentives worked. Paying Americans a gift card to get a vaccine. Now, I was at a college answering people's questions about vaccine. We were signing people up for those who wanted it. We were offering gift cards and incentives. I agree. Those who didn't want it, they didn't want it. Their minds are made up. You couldn't dangle a $5 or $10 or $20 gift card. I mean, it's nice, and maybe some people might change their mind. And it'd be great for a person's life to be saved who didn't want the shot that ended up getting it. But for the most part, I think in the long term, it could be damaging. And what I really don't understand, and I brought this up before, is how, as doctors or public officials, could you be okay with people giving away marijuana or giving away alcohol for the shot? You know, we have a alcohol problem in this country. We have a marijuana problem in this country. Mind you, I voted to legalize it so we could study it. But when you have a young college student that really hasn't started drugs, and you have a promotion saying jab for, or a joint for a jab, and that person who was never going to probably start smoking marijuana is being handed a joint because they got a COVID vaccine, is that good public health policy? So, I don't know. 1-877-DOCTALI. Let's hear from you. 1-877-DOCTALI.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi. I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.